It's Friday. That means movie time, and there is a brand new, it's number three in the series, John Wick, Chapter 3. Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic, is here to talk about it. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. Are there any John Wick fans in the KSRO family?
I saw the first one. Daniel loves them.
Okay, good, good. I do enjoy them as well. They're a unique blend of action. It's kind of that guilty pleasure, you know, where you know, like, hey, should I really be eating this Sunday? And you eat a couple of them. That's how I could describe that. Well, no surprise for people that don't know about the movie, Keanu Reeves, he's back as John Wick, who happens to be one of the best assassins in the business. Now, for people who haven't seen the last film, it ended with John Wick killing a member of the High Table. It's sort of like an international assassin's guild. He kind of broke a really big rule. So now there's a $14 million price tag on his head. He's on the run, trying to make things right, but as you'll hear in this scene from the film where he's talking to the director, played by Academy Award winner Anjelica Huston. How about that name?
Oh!
Right? Surprise.
Yeah. I haven't heard about her for a while being in a movie.
I know, and it's in a pop-up and something like this makes it like the extra pepperoni on the pizza,
it
right?
It does, yeah.
Well, they're chatting, and you'll see with every hit man and hit woman after him, trying to make things right is not going to be easy.
Even if I wanted to, I can't help you, Jadani. The High Table wants your life. How can you fight the wind? How can you smash the mountains? How can you bury the ocean? How can you escape from the light? Of course, you can go to the dark, but they're in the dark, too.
Ooh, Anjelica.
Pretty ominous, huh?
Yeah.
Not a lot of options. Well, as I kind of mentioned to you earlier, like the first two John Wick films, I thought they had great, refreshing action scenes. You know, John Wick's one of these characters, even though he's a bad guy, it's somebody you can kind of get behind and root for. Very violent, but fun, so looking forward to this one. I will say this, in a general sense, with all the films, I really appreciate how they created this sort of fascinating hitman, hitwoman underworld. I mean, there's safe houses, there's special currencies, there's codes, of course, as I mentioned, a set of rules that need to be followed. I kind of like that. Always wish that as they get on with the films, they dig a little bit deeper into that and give us a little more, which they didn't. Here's the question when you talk about this movie. I like them. Apparently, Daniel does. I got to admit, the film is heavy on action, light on story. But then you got to ask yourself when you're lying for this movie, especially if you've seen the other ones, that's what you're lying for, right? You're looking for some action.
Yeah, I would think so.
And I appreciate that these guys, and I think the director came from a stunt background, did a fantastic job with the action. I mean, the fight choreography, it's fantastic. It's masterfully executed. I mean, the guy kind of approaches it like a ballet. Every punch, every kick, it's timed. So you got this dance going. And when filmmakers do a lot of, you see these action scenes sometimes, what I appreciate in this case is a lot of long takes, not those quick cuts. Sometimes you see these, you know, you can't even see what's going on. What's happening? Too many quick cuts. They take their time here. They really get to showcase that action and that movement. And, of course, that makes me happy. Not to mention, how do you keep fight scenes fresh after the third one? They add a lot of stuff. The weapons, they have this great motorcycle scene. They even throw in horses. How about that as an accessory to a fight?
Well, I hope those horses are well cared for.
I'm sure at the end there was something saying they were watched over by PETA. Of course, they didn't stay to the credits. But anyway, basically what I'm saying is if you're in line to see this movie, you're going to see it for the action. You're not going to be disappointed. It's still an underdog story. He's on the run, so every one-liner, every victory that this character is going to have is going to be a little more satisfying because you're rooting for him along the way. Now, having said that, thought it was a great installment in the series. Let's talk about some of the other people, right? It is light on the story, not that lack of a deeper story and that excessive violence. I can see a couple people maybe not being too excited about it. So it's definitely not the movie you want to take the kids to. Probably not a great date night movie unless you guys are already dialed into that. And I mean, if you want to take grandma and grandpa, you should probably kind of gauge where they're at. But for the fans, for the action fans, the John Wick people out there, I thought it was great. I mean, they keep this going. They even left it open for John Wick Chapter 4. I'm intrigued. So hopefully they keep it going.
Well, Keanu Reeves is happy about all of this, Yeah,
like I said, it's an acquired taste. If you like wine and you're going to go chase in the wine country, that's great. But if you're a gin guy, you know, keep that in mind.
Straight gin. Warm. Double.
But really quick, I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Wine Country.
I have not been able to see it yet. I'm afraid to say it's been a busy time, and I just haven't been able to spend the hour and a half that it takes to do that. Hopefully this weekend, Chris, and I'll text
you. Well, I hear you. I definitely did see it, and I think that there's a lot there to like. You got a lot of talented ladies in there. It's always exciting to see them work together, especially when they have that chemistry, you know, off screen. definitely translates on screen. Of course, there's some touching moments. So when you see it, tell me. Definitely want to talk to you about it. There's
absolutely.
Some moments we can mull over there.
Absolutely. And Tom says, watch out for the Santa Claus scene. So that's what he told me about the movie.
Yes, there's going to be some definite eye-opening scenes. I would say that is one of them.
Okay. I will text you as soon as I see it, Chris. And thanks for being here. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.